Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on federated learning poisoning. The attack that turns collaborative AI training into a weapon. When Google invented FL to preserve privacy, they also created a system where one malicious participant can corrupt models trained across thousands of honest clients. We're covering the architecture flaw, real incidents in healthcare and mobile keyboards, and a full attack playbook you can run in your next assessment. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Federated learning, FL, emerged from Google's 2016 research as a privacy-preserving alternative to centralized training. The architecture was elegant. Keep data local. Share only model gradients. But by 2017, researchers at MIT and Stanford demonstrated the fundamental flaw. The aggregation server has no way to verify that gradient updates reflect legitimate local training. The root vulnerability sits in FL's trust model. The central aggregator, typically using FedFG or similar algorithms, blindly averages updates from all participating clients. There's an implicit assumption that clients are honest. A catastrophic design flaw when any participant can be compromised or malicious from inception. Model poisoning. Attacker sends crafted gradients to shift the global model toward attacker-chosen behavior. Data poisoning. Attacker corrupts local training data to generate malicious but seemingly legitimate updates. Backdoor injection. Subtle triggers embedded during training activate specific misclassifications. The 2020. How to Backdoor Federated Learning. Paper by Bagdasarian et al. Proved that a single malicious client controlling just 0.1% of participants could inject persistent backdoors. Byzantine fault tolerance research has since confirmed that without cryptographic verification, FL systems cannot distinguish adversarial from legitimate updates. Here's my take on this. The aggregation server is architecturally blind. It processes gradients as pure math, with zero visibility into whether those numbers came from legitimate training or adversarial fabrication. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. While production FL poisoning remains underreported, organizations don't advertise their distributed models were compromised. Significant demonstrations have proven the attack's viability. Google Gboard Keyboard, 2019. Researchers demonstrated that FL-trained next word prediction could be poisoned to suggest attacker-chosen phrases. Google's own FL implementation for mobile keyboards was shown vulnerable to semantic backdoors where specific trigger words produce controlled predictions. NVIDIA Flare Healthcare Deployment, 2022. Security researchers at Trail of Bits identified that federated medical imaging models trained across hospital networks could be poisoned to misclassify specific tumor presentations. Their audit of NVIDIA's FL framework revealed insufficient client authentication. OpenMind/PySIF Demonstration, 2021, during DEF CON 29's AI Village. Researchers showed live poisoning of a PySIF-based FL network, injecting backdoors that persisted through multiple aggregation rounds. The attack required controlling just 2 of 50 simulated clients. WeBank FATE Framework, 2023. Chinese security researchers published analysis showing FATE's default configurations allow gradient manipulation attacks, prompting emergency patches to the widely deployed enterprise FL framework. Here's my take on this. The healthcare FL deployments worry me most. When a poison model starts misclassifying tumors, people die. And those systems often have the weakest client authentication because hospitals are trusted partners. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized assessment of an FL system using Flower Framework, the most common open source FL implementation. 1. Target identification and reconnaissance. Identify FL endpoints through network scanning. FL servers typically expose gRPC on port 8080 or REST APIs. Look for Flower's default endpoints. Enumerate client authentication mechanisms. Many deployments use weak API keys or certificate-based auth that can be intercepted. 2. Setup and prerequisites. 3. Attack execution. Model replacement attack. The most effective technique scales malicious updates to overwhelm aggregation. 4. Verification. After aggregation round completes, test backdoor activation. 5. Evidence collection. Document gradient norms before slash after scaling. Aggregation round numbers. Backdoor success rate across test samples and model checkpoints showing persistence. Here's my take on this. The scale factor is everything. Fed AGG dilutes your poison across in clients. Multiply your gradients by n/num_malicious_clients_minimum. Then tune upward until the backdoor sticks. Defense playbook. Detection. What to monitor. Gradient norm distributions per client. Poisoning attacks produce statistical outliers. Client update similarity clustering. Malicious updates often cluster abnormally. Per round model accuracy on held out validation sets at aggregator. Prevention. Architectural controls. Robust aggregation. Replace Fed UFG with Byzantine robust alternatives like Crumb, Trimmed Mean, or FL Trust. Differential privacy. Add noise to aggregated updates. DP-Fed OVG. Maps to MITRE ATLAS ML04.002. Secure aggregation. Implement cryptographic protocols preventing server from seeing individual updates. Maps to OWASP LLM09. Over-reliance by ensuring no single point trust raw client data. Validation. Run the attack playbook above against your staging FL environment quarterly. Success indicates defensive gaps. Here's my take on this. Deploy FL Trust or similar trust bootstrapped aggregation this week. It's a drop-in replacement for Fed OV that uses a small clean root dataset to score client updates. This single change blocks 90% of known poisoning techniques. Top 3 vendors for protection. NVIDIA Flare, Federated Learning Application Runtime Environment. NVIDIA's Enterprise FL framework includes built-in Byzantine robust aggregation options, secure aggregation protocols, and client authentication. Key capability, aggregator with configurable outlier rejection. Best for healthcare and enterprise deployments requiring compliance. Limitation, significant infrastructure overhead. Not suitable for lightweight edge deployments. Protect AI NB defense. While primarily focused on ML pipeline security, Protect AI's platform includes federated model scanning that detects backdoor signatures in aggregated models post-training. Key capability, automated backdoor detection using neural cleanse techniques. Best for organizations needing to validate FL models before production. Limitation, reactive detection. Doesn't prevent poisoning during training. OpenMind/PySift with differential privacy. Open source but production ready. PySift implements differential privacy as a first-class primitive, enabling DP-Fed OVG out of the box. Includes secure multi-party computation for aggregation. Best for research and privacy-focused deployments. Limitation, requires significant ML engineering expertise to deploy securely. Not turnkey. Here's my take on this. NVIDIA Flare is the only mature enterprise option with real Byzantine robust aggregation. The others are either reactive, Protect AI, or require you to be your own security team, PySift. This market needs another 2 to 3 years before turnkey secure FL exists. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. FL's blind aggregation model is the root vulnerability. Servers process gradients as math, not behavior, with zero verification of client honesty. Takeaway 2. Healthcare FL deployments, NVIDIA Flare. Hospital networks represent the highest impact poisoning targets currently in production. Takeaway 3. Gradient scaling is the critical attack technique. Multiply malicious updates by n/num_malicious to survive Fed OVG dilution. Takeaway 4. Deploy FL Trust or Byzantine robust aggregation immediately. It's the single highest impact defensive control available today. Takeaway 5. NVIDIA Flare is currently the only enterprise-grade FL platform with production-ready poisoning defenses built in. That's the reality of federated learning security in 2026. The trust model is broken by design, and most deployments are running with default Fed OVG that's trivially poisonable. If you're assessing FL systems, the gradient scaling technique is your friend. If you're defending them, FL Trust is your homework assignment. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.